This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Supreme Court held in a 5-3 decision that Miami counts as an aggrieved person under the Fair Housing Act and therefore may use the law to pursue its claims against the banks. Here, the court found that the city's claims of financial injury and their amended complaint, specifically lost tax revenue and extra municipal expenses, satisfy the cause of action requirement in the law, wrote Justice Stephen Breyer. Grand jury in Milwaukee recommended criminal charges against seven county jailers in the dehydration death of an inmate who was allowed to go without water for 7 days. Congress has set aside an extra $120 million to protect Trump and the first family in a lifestyle to which they are accustomed. Only 27% of Republicans say blacks experience a lot of discrimination, while 43% say whites do, and 48% say the same of Christians. On a typical day in 2016, the Department of Homeland Security denied admittance to 752 people in American ports of entry and flagged 877 people deemed possible national security risk. After 9/11 terrorist attacks, Portland International Airport in Oregon began hosting volunteer musical performances. It now has 65 per week. May Day protests were larger than normal throughout the U.S., with 4,000 people out in places like Grand Rapids, Michigan. Opponents of a Texas bill that would ban so-called sanctuary jurisdictions led to a sit-in in Austin at the state capitol in front of the governor's office demanding that he veto the bill. The Agriculture Department head says next school year schools can request an exemption allowing whole grain bread and delay the salt decrease requirements as well as use 1% flavored milk instead of non-fat. Despite the desire of congressional Republicans to cut off federal funds to Planned Parenthood, the spending package on the budget compromise spared the organization. Office of Government Ethics has demanded all executive branch agencies, including the White House, turn in a copy of any waivers issued to political employees, allowing them to ignore any part of the ethics policy by June 1st, especially allowing them to work at agencies they previously lobbied. Voice the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.